May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be for good pleasure before thy face, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. When we say the Lord's Prayer, we ask Him to deliver us from evil. In the book of Isaiah, the Lord gives us a striking example of what it actually looks like to be delivered from evil. He says through the prophet Isaiah, "Though your sins be as scarlet twice dyed, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red as crimson, they shall be as wool." This morning, we're going to look at how the Lord can deliver us from evil and make our sins of scarlet and crimson white as snow and wool. When we look at this illustration in the book of Isaiah, in its context, the letter of the word shines with truths that describe how we can be redeemed by the Lord. Redemption means separation from and liberation from evils and falsities. And we can see this even in the literal sense of this story. The chapter in Isaiah begins by describing the spiritual fall of the nation of Judah and its capital city, Jerusalem, and ends declaring that Zion shall be redeemed. This chapter in Isaiah is the redemption story of a nation, and it can be our redemption story too. The state of Judah is described as a sinning nation, a people heavy with iniquity, a seed of evildoers for corrupt sons. They have forsaken Yehovah, they have disdained the Holy One of Israel, they have become strangers, turning away backward, it says. This is a description of a nation that needs to be delivered from evil. A nation with sinners, a nation with iniquity and corruption because it has turned its back on the Lord. But the Lord is not just speaking about a nation. He is speaking about a part of us, too. The part of us that needs to be delivered from evil. The part of us that sins. The part of us that is heavy with iniquity. The part of us that has become a stranger to the Lord. This is the part of us that needs help, but the part of us that has yet to ask for it. This is the part of us that needs to be delivered from evil, because as it says in Isaiah, it is like a wound and a bruise and a recent blow that has not yet been compressed nor bound up nor softened with oil. This is a description of the damage that unexposed evil does to us. It injures us spiritually and then does everything it can to keep itself from being healed. In divine providence, the Lord explains that every evil that does not become manifest nourishes itself, like matter in a wound that is not opened. For every evil that is denied an outlet increases and does not abate until the whole has been destroyed. But as we read further in Isaiah, there is more to this nation, and there's more to each one of us. The Lord makes sure that there's another part of this wounded nation and another part of us. Unless Yehovah of armies had caused a few survivors to remain to us, it says in Isaiah, we would have become Sodom. We would have become like Gomorrah. Unless the Lord had stored up in us experiences of His good and truth, we too would be without hope for delivery from evil. Without these experiences of the Lord's love and wisdom remaining protected within us, we would perish like the city of Sodom. But when we draw on what remains protected in us from the Lord, He can deliver us from evil when we ask Him for help. He can cleanse our wounds. Bathe, He says, purify yourselves, put aside the evil of your actions from in front of my eyes. Now, this doesn't mean we can hide our actions from the Lord. He sees everything. He knows everything. We can't hide the least thing from Him. Instead, the Lord says next in Isaiah, "Forbear to do evil. Learn to do good." When we ask the Lord to deliver us from evil in the Lord's Prayer, we need to ask Him to help us stop doing and intending specific evils that are already in front of His eyes. He teaches us further in the doctrine of charity. Did not the Lord preach repentance? Did not His disciples also, and John the Baptist? Isaiah declares that a man must first cease from evils and that then he will learn to do good. Before this, a man does not know what and of what quality good is. Evil does not know what good is, but good thence knows evil. By ceasing to do evil, by allowing festering wounds inflicted by hell to be exposed, the Lord can heal them. When we bring what we are struggling with to the Lord for help, He can heal us. Only He can settle the dispute between good and evil in us. But we have to bring it to Him first. As we read in Isaiah, "Go now and let us dispute," says Yehovah. "Though your sins be as scarlet twice dyed, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red as crimson, they shall be as wool." Let's think about this image together. Our sins as scarlet twice dyed, red as crimson. Evils we have done and delighted in and justified. Evils we have yet to really expose for what they are. The sins that seem indelible. The sins that are twice dyed. These are the evils that seem to be so much a part of us that we may doubt the Lord's power to deliver us from them. Whether it is a habit so ingrained we can't imagine life without it, or a manner that we have acquired that we convince ourselves is really us, the Lord can deliver us from these things. He can cleanse us of these scarlet and crimson sins that seem as much of who we are as the color of our eyes and the shapes of our faces. If we believe in the Lord, we can believe that He will deliver us from evil if we sincerely ask Him to. Our sins are no more a part of who we really can be than our earthly bodies. If we see our sins as permanently part of us, we are just as mistaken as we would be if we saw our earthly bodies as a permanent part of us. The Lord can deliver us from evil. What else would an all-loving God want to do than deliver us from evil, including delivering us from those evils that appear to be permanent in us? He can deliver us from those too. He can bring, if we can bring ourselves to see it as evil and ask the Lord for help, He can deliver us from it. We can see how the Lord does this when we look at the internal sense of scarlet and snow and crimson and wool. The Lord chose the color scarlet in Isaiah because it signifies, in a bad sense, the falsities that come from evil and the evil motivating those falsities. These are lies we convince ourselves of in order to justify evil. When we are in these lies, they appear as scarlet twice dyed. They appear as powerful, unchanging reasons to do what hell wants us to do. But this color in us can be made white as snow. The Lord can come into our minds and dispel these influences so that when we think about these same ideas from truth, we can only see them as abhorrent. The very same ideas we once were completely persuaded by. Can we look back and see arguments that we once believed in as now leading to only selfish decisions? we can look at revenge, and perhaps we can see an example of how the Lord makes our scarlet sins white as snow. The Lord can lead us from being convinced that we need to hurt another person who has hurt us, all the way to the point where we actually look for ways to help that very same person. The Lord can lead us to the point where we are horrified when we look back on prior thoughts that we have entertained. If we can see examples of this in our lives, then the Lord has already begun to make the scarlet twice-dyed parts of our mind white as snow. He has already begun to fill our minds with the white brightness of truth, a brightness like water that has turned to snow. And this is an ongoing process. When we discover the next set of reasonings that we are relying on to do what we want to do instead of what the Lord teaches, we need to remember. We need to believe. The Lord will make that part of our minds white as snow if we pray to Him for help. But it is not just our scarlet reasonings that need cleansing. The Lord explains in the heavenly doctrine that He also chose the color red as crimson in Isaiah because it signifies, in a bad sense, evils of every kind, and especially evils motivated by the love of self. These are intentions and actions that come from evil desires. The Lord can change these in us too. Even the evils that are red as crimson, the ones that we have done over and over and over again, the ones we really delight in, the ones we don't even want to call evil, the Lord really can make these white as white wool, the wool of lambs and sheep. He can lead us from selfish actions to goods motivated by a willingness to follow the Lord. He can take our red as crimson sins and make them white as wool if we pray to Him to deliver us from evil. We can think of things that we have done that we are working to never do again. The things we now recognize as sins that the Lord is withholding us from because we are relying on Him. He is already delivering us from evil. And He can deliver us from any evil we ask Him to help us with. The Lord offers all of us redemption. He stands at the door waiting for us to ask Him to deliver us from evil. And deliver us He will, like only He can, if we keep asking. Though your sins be as scarlet twice dyed, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red as crimson, they shall be as wool. Zion shall be redeemed. Amen. And now to the one only God, our Savior Jesus Christ, be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.